Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 244 for April 11th, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the song you're listening to is Heart and Bone by Kelly Ryan. And this music can be found at the IOTA Alliance, and I have a link to it in the show notes.
Gonna be just fine. Just a little dance.
Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and a little bit about the music in this show. Usually I use the music as an introduction to the show, and then at the end of the show, I play the whole song so that if you're interested in the song, you can hear the whole thing, and if you want, you can go to the show notes and get a copy of the song for your own use. So, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. You know, we're all about the travel business and helping you improve your business if you're a travel agent. And if you're not a travel agent, you can listen in and learn a bit about the travel industry. You can find more about the show and archives of the show at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. Well, as it ended up last week, I kind of surprised myself. I thought I was going to do a podcast. I thought I'd have enough time, but I think I was just overly ambitious in my thoughts because the family showed up here as planned for the Easter week. They came in on Good Friday and stayed until this morning, and I'm recording the show on Saturday, April 10th, and they left this morning. But, you know, during the Easter weekend, it was just full of family activities, and I really hated to break myself away from the family activity and record a show, and I'm sure you understand that, and don't blame me at all for it, because I don't get to see the family very often. They live out in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they drove over here last Good Friday. Takes them 2 days to drive here, 16-hour drive. They stop and take a break in the middle, and that's what they're doing tonight as they're on their way home. But the family activity took precedence over the podcast, and so we're back, and we're back into a routine, and Lorene Romero has been out of town. She has been in Amsterdam going on a cruise, a riverboat cruise, and she is returning today as well. So she's coming back home, and the show that we've done today is pre-recorded. We did it a couple of weeks ago. And as you listen to the co-hosted segment as I'm talking, I think you can tell that a couple of weeks ago when we recorded the show, I had a terrible sinus infection and I was having a hard time talking. And you can tell my voice is a little bit weak because hard to talk with all that was going on there. And I don't want to get into any description, but you know how it goes. I'm sure you've had a sinus infection and what happens, and It's just miserable, but fortunately, it's pretty much gone away. I still have some remnants of it, but, you know, those remnants are because of allergies. We're running into allergy season here. So, anyhow, once again, thanks for listening. And if you want to subscribe, you can go over to iTunes and put in the search box there in the podcast section, Travel Agent, and you'll find the show, and you can subscribe to it right through iTunes. And speaking of iTunes and the Apple Corporation, well, now, Lorene's going to love this. She's a Big Mac fan, as you all know if you've been listening for a while. I went out and I picked up an iPad. And the more I use it, the more I like it. And it's going to be a great tool. And I think it's going to replace my paper notebook at work. So I'm kind of experimenting with that. But there's so many things that you can do on it. In fact, today I just downloaded the Wall Street Journal application. And I was reading the Wall Street Journal on the iPad. And it is quite an experience. Reading an article, and embedded within the article is video, so you can get more in-depth information as you read, and you can play the video to see what's going on within the article. Very interesting. So I think we'll have more about that on future shows upcoming. We'll be talking about the iPad and how it may help you in your business. So we'll see. So with that, I want to get into the co-hosted segment that we recorded a couple of weeks ago, and we'll do that right now. Here we go. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot. I have an ad, and we are sponsored by GoToMeeting, and I better get that in here before we go to the co-hosted segment. So you know, there is an old way to meet for business over the phone or in person, but now there's a new, better way. You can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. You know, GoToMeeting is like meeting in person, but less time-consuming and less expensive. You can start your meeting with just one click, and everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So they can follow along as you move from page to page. Now use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session. You can even collaborate on documents by sharing your screens. And with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low, flat rate. So now I've used GoToMeeting. I use it in my day job, and it's a great tool, and it does save me from traveling around the county quite a bit. Now, listeners, my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days, and that's a little more than a month of unlimited online meetings for free. So for this special offer, visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for your free trial. Okay, with that, now I can get into the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Take it away. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment of the show, and Laureen Romero is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about Miami. I just returned from Miami not long ago, and we're going to have a little discussion about that, and how that relates is that Miami is a great port for cruise lines, and that's a great place to do a pre- and post-stay for your clients. So, Laureen, take it away for a minute here. We'll talk about Miami.
Absolutely. It's my turn to be able to have a little interview session with Barry, which I think is very exciting, as he is always the show's host, and I get to have him on as a guest. So, Barry, I know you just returned from a trip from Florida, which I think is really exciting because for you it's in the same time zone, so you don't have to deal with the jet lag issue as people who are coming from the West Coast do, which is wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your trip. How was the weather? Where did you go? What was exciting? And how would you recommend this for your clients?
Well, Miami is a great town, and you're right. Flying to Miami is from Michigan is basically flying straight south and a little bit east. So it's an easy flight in terms of time zones are concerned. And it's a fairly quick flight for us, so that works out well, too. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have direct flights out of Grand Rapids that fly into Orlando or Fort Lauderdale. And that's a real plus because, you know, I hate to make these plane changes. So that was a good thing. And we had a direct flight going down and a direct flight coming back. But the stay in Miami was interesting because we had a couple of vouchers for two free nights at the Epic Hotel in Miami, and that's a Kimpton Hotel. And the Epic is what I would call a luxury hotel in downtown Miami. And it isn't far from the port of Miami. I would say it's probably 7 or 8 blocks from the port of Miami. So if your clients are looking for a great kind of an upscale hotel to spend some time at prior to their cruise or when they come back from their cruise, I would highly recommend the Epic Hotel as the place to stay. You know, it had beautiful swimming pools and a beautiful deck area on the 16th floor where the swimming pools were. You know, the bad thing for us, though, is the temperature rarely, if at all, got above 65 degrees when we were there, so we didn't get to use the pools other than to walk out and kind of fantasize sitting there on a nice warm day, but it just wasn't pool weather. And that was a disappointing part of the trip. Now, we had some people come over from the other side of the state, some friends, and visit us while we're staying at the Epic. We stayed there for 4 days. And they came over and they got a room at the Holiday Inn Express, which is another great place to have your clients stay before they go on a cruise or after they return from the cruise. The Holiday Inn Express is closer to the Port of Miami than the Epic is, but it's not the upscale environment. It's just more of a hotel environment. The Holiday Inn Express is an older hotel, and you can tell that when you walk in. It's a little worn down. We got to see the room that our friend stayed in. The room was small, but everything was clean, and even though it was an old hotel, it appeared to be well taken care of. But one of the things that I noticed as we were walking towards the elevator from the front desk to go up to the room area was you could smell disinfectant. And I don't know, that kind of turns me off when I go into a place if it's disinfectant that has a, you know, that's really evident and it smells strong. You okay? What are they disinfecting? What's here? You know. So, but you know, for a client that's going into the Port of Miami to go out on a cruise and they're just spending one night, The Holiday Inn Express, I think, would be a fine place. If they want to spend a little time before or after the cruise, I would recommend the Epic Hotel, and they can't go wrong. And one of the other nice things about the Epic is every night at 5 o'clock, they have a wine tasting party, and that is included in the price of your room, and that's on the 16th floor out by the pool area. So that's a nice way to go down and socialize and meet other people and just have an opportunity to hang out. So the Epic...
I saw you post that on your Facebook account, actually, about being at the little cocktail reception. It sounded lots of fun.
Yeah, it was very nice. And they give you little hors d'oeuvres. And I think a couple times we had a kind of a salmon hors d'oeuvre with like a bruschetta type of sauce around it. And that was very good. So it's a great place. And one of the things that I really like about the Kempton hotels, even though we didn't take Coco with us and haven't taken him to a Kempton yet, but they're dog friendly. So, you know, outside the hotel, there's a big dog dish full of doggy treats and a big water dish. And we did see one dog while we were at the Epic coming in, checking in. But it's always fun to be at a Kempton hotel because you're at a dog show, a kennel club show, because you see all the dogs coming and going, walking through the lobby. And that's what happened to us when we stayed at a Kempton in Cambridge. We saw a lot more dogs there than we did at the Epic, but we were on the lookout for them, you know, being dog lovers. So anyhow, great place. Miami's
now,
a great
Kempton,
town.
It's all over the country, is that correct? They have different boutique hotels. I know that they have some in San Francisco and other areas around the country.
Yeah, they have one in Silicon Valley. They have one in Phoenix. They have one in Cambridge, Massachusetts. One in Boston, Mass. They have four hotels in Chicago of the Kempton chain. They have one in Miami, and they have a resort right on the beach at Vero Beach in Florida. But you know, they're easy to find on the web. It's Kimpton, and just enter Kempton.com, and it'll take you to the website, and you can look at all their properties. It's a great place. They work with travel agents. You can get your commission if you book people there. The prices, of course, like any hotel, vary season to season. When we booked a room at the Kempton in Miami before Christmas, the cost of the room at that time, it was their off-season, obviously, just the week before Christmas, was $129 a night. As it turned out there, and I've talked about this in other podcasts and wrote a blog post about it, but we weren't able to stay at the Kempton in Miami before Christmas because of a problem they had there. And we got vouchers. We got two free nights at the Kempton, at the Epic, to use in the future. And that's what we did on this trip. We used our two vouchers, and then we paid for two nights. But the on-season rate, which is now down there in Miami, the rooms run from probably at the low rate around $300 up to over $500 a night. You know,
it vary, but they're also, it's a boutique
right.
Facility, which makes it really nice. As you said, that one of the perks is that they have wine reception in the evening. They do have several in San Francisco that I have seen, and they're all very tastefully done. They're, each room is unique. And one of the other things that you'll see in the website, and now that you've mentioned it, I wanted to give a little shout-out to that. They'll put little packages together. They have some for, say, in San Francisco, I've noticed because I was looking to book clients, say, Valentine's Day package. They'll do that with little things that are special. They're very gay and lesbian supportive. They put little girlfriends' days, weekends out for little packages around events, say, in San Francisco. I know that, as an example, when they have Gay Day Parade, they'll have special little packages they put together for that. So they do specialize, and they do make everything very unique and personal.
Yeah, and not only do they specialize when you're staying there, they make you feel special. I mean, that's all personal attention. One morning for breakfast, when I went down to the 16th floor to the Area 31 restaurant, the restaurant manager walked up to my table. Gail wasn't with me; she was sleeping in that morning. But the restaurant manager walked up to my table and he says, "Well, I've seen you in here before, and I wanted to stop and say hello and to make sure everything is all right, and are you enjoying your breakfast? And so we had a little chat, and you know, it was nice that he recognized me as coming to breakfast every morning, as I will do. I hardly ever miss a meal, you know. So I was there for breakfast, and they recognized that, and I like that. You know, they do make you special, feel special.
So it's, did you say Kimpton.com?
Yeah.
Website?
Yep, Kimpton.com. And interestingly enough, I first heard about the Kimpton chain of hotels from your friend, Callie Lewis, who has Geek Brief TV, and she was talking about the Kimpton hotels on her show at Geek Brief TV. And I know she was talking about the Kimpton because I think she has two dogs, and I think they may travel with their dogs on occasion, and they stay at the Kimptons.
Very nice. Very nice. Which is more and more difficult to do these days. So it's good that you're able to point that out, because a lot of clients like to travel with their pets, and it's a good resource to be able to know that they can do that. What else did you do on your trip, Barry?
Well, downtown Miami is a fascinating place. There's lots of great restaurants, and we ended up going down by the Port of Miami, not too far, to the Bayside Mall down there and walked around and shopped. Not much else we could do with the cold weather, so ended up doing some shopping, which I'm not a big fan of, but you know, what else do you do when it's 60 degrees in Miami? So we walked around there, and a lot of interesting shops. I think the whole Bayside area is, the Bayside Mall area is designed for those people that are coming or going from cruise ships. So, you know, stores like that, I know you've all seen them, but it's an interesting place to be, interesting place to watch people. One restaurant that we found that was kind of out of the way and was a little difficult to find was the Thai Angel restaurant that we ate at. And I would highly recommend this restaurant if you like Thai food and you're in Miami, or your clients are in Miami, you can recommend this to them. The restaurant is on First Street near Second Avenue. I think I've got that right. I may have streets and avenues reversed. But it's in a mall there, and if you look it up, you can find it on Yelp, and that's a popular place to look for restaurants and locales, and you get ratings. Or you can find it in the application. We recently, or will, be talking about iPhone apps, but it's also in the iPhone app application called Foursquare. And you can get maps to it, but it's a great place to get some pad thai or other Thai dishes. It's very authentic, and it's authentic because it's kind of built inside of a mall area that's more like an alley than it is a street. And if you've ever been to Thailand or familiar with Thailand, a lot of great restaurants are kind of situated around that alley landscape. And so that gives it an authentic feel, and the food is very great. And that's another thing that we did, and I'd highly recommend kind of an offbeat, out-of-the-way restaurant called Thai Angel. So that was one of the highlights of our eating experience in Miami.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Food in Miami, they always do go together. While you were down there, did you have the opportunity to have any Cuban coffee?
Well, yes, we did. One morning, we went to Cafe Versailles. It's in the Little Havana neighborhood. And Cafe Versailles is a fairly well-known restaurant in the Cuban community. When you go there, you'll likely see several usually older Cuban men standing around outside the restaurant. And they're probably discussing Cuban politics and what's going on in their home country, and wondering when they're going to go back someday, I'm sure. Very authentic Cuban restaurant, excellent food, and that's Cafe Versailles, which is down on 8th Street in Miami. So a very popular place. You'll find that listed in tour guide books. So interesting place to visit, and they have a great bakery next door too, by the way.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, that's one thing that was one of my favorite things to do is go have Cuban food and their coffee.
Their coffee is unique. They brew it, when they brew the coffee, it's an espresso, and when they brew it, they put sugar right in with the espresso and brew it, coffee and sugar both at the same time, and it comes out very sweet, and they bring it to your table in a little pitcher pot, and it looks like a dark, heavy espresso, and then they bring you a cup of warm milk, and you pour that espresso into the warm milk and mix it as strong as you want, but turns out to be very good and a delicious coffee drink.
It was definitely wonderful. I have been there. It is, their food is wonderful, and the coffee was so good, I ordered one to go, not realizing they'd already put the sugar in it. I put more sugar in it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know which was I was more wired from, the sugar or the espresso, but if listeners have the opportunity to turn their clients on or go down there themselves, definitely have to check out this place and check out the coffee if you are all, like me and Barry, coffee lovers. Well, this has been great, Barry. Thank you so much for sharing your trip and some ideas of where people can go and about the Kimpton Hotel, which is definitely, you know, it's one of those companies that work with agents and respect us for what we do for a living and happy to pay us commissioned for setting up our clients with them. What is a good email address for people to reach you?
They can reach me at Barry, P-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Lorraine?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. Thank you so much, Barry, and we will talk with you next week.
Yeah, thank you, Lorraine. See you next week. Okay, thanks, Lorraine. And we're now into the news section of the show. And this is where I talk about news articles that I've come across during the week. And I have two news articles that I think that will be of interest to you. And the first is that, you know, if you're a travel agent and you haven't experimented with Twitter, well, maybe now is the time to give that a try. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal's Smart Money from April 9th, 2010 that explains how this social media tool can bring you business. The article cites a travel research survey conducted by Focusrigh, P-H-O-C-U-S-W-R-I-G-H-T, Focusrigh, and they determined that 46% of all internet users report using social network sites like Twitter. However, when you narrow that group down to people who buy travel online, that number jumps to 60%. So 60% of travel buyers, 60% of people on the internet that are travel buyers use Twitter. And that means a huge market potential for you. Now, in the article, they talk about travel agent Stacy Small, and she was quoted in the article as saying that she tweets about travel deals she is offering, and she has picked up 25 new clients in the last 6 months as a result of her Twittering activity. Now, Stacy's Twitter alias is Elite Travel Gal. That's all one word, E-L-I-T-E-T-R-A-V-E-L-G-A-L, Elite Travel Girl. And you can go to Twitter and search for that and come up, and you can subscribe to Stacy's Twitter feed, and you can see how she is promoting her products on Twitter, and maybe you could copy some of what she's doing. Now, check out the entire article. There's a link to the article in my show notes. And on to the next article, and that comes from Computer World Blogs, and the article is entitled, Why Travel Search Engines Suck. The article was written by Robert Mitchell, and I recommend that you follow my link in the article to the actual article, and that's in my show notes at hometravelagent.net. The article talks about how a travel agent saved the author $150 on a flight for a vacation trip. The author's search on travel-related websites never found the deal that the travel agent was able to find for him. And the author explains that the travel agents have knowledge to know the best days of the week to fly and knowledge of where to find the best prices. The travel agent was also aware of all the hidden charges a travel website may tack on to your bottom line. He also explains the travel agent knows how to. The travel agent also knows what the add-on charges are when you're booking different airlines. So the travel agent can find an airline with the lowest add-on rates. And also a search engine, quite often the travel booking site will add fees too. So a search engine algorithm cannot take all these variables into account. You know, it has to be a travel agent to do that for you properly. And on top of the complicated variables of added expenses and best times to fly, you know, throw in a complicated itinerary and a travel website just absolutely chokes. Only a travel agent can weave you through this maze and come out at the other end with a better deal. Now, the quote to remember from this article is that usually a human can outwit a search engine. Check out the entire article and read the comments that follow the article, because it's all good stuff, and you may be able to use this in your next newsletter, or you can post it on your website or post a link. Again, you can find a link to the blog post in my show notes at hometravelagent.net. Okay, thanks again for being a part of the show, being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent family. We really appreciate it. And I hope you come back next week for our next show. And Laureen Romero will be back with me, and we will be here and have the show posted next Sunday. In the meantime, if you're traveling, travel safe. Yeah, travel safe. And take care, everybody. Stay healthy. Bye-bye now.
Having a hard time.